Welcome to NoahCast, a podcast all about my experiences of using a wearable mobility companion device called Noah. Noah is spelt N for November, O for Oscar, A for Alpha, and stands for Navigation, Obstacle Detection, and Artificial Intelligence. So in short, Noah stands for Navigation, Obstacles, and AI. So what is the Noah device? The best way I can describe it is to say that it's a wearable harness that sits on your shoulders. There is a battery compartment which sits behind your neck, and there are two adjustable straps which go over your shoulders, and at the end of each strap are two modules. There is a control panel, which is at the end of the right strap, and a camera, which is at the end of the left strap. And when you wear the device correctly, it's designed so that the control panel sits on the right upper part of your chest, and the camera sits on the left upper part of your chest. Noah is used in combination with a companion app, which is available for both iOS and Android. And the app is free to download, and the Noah device must also be used with Bluetooth headphones. I personally use the Sony Link Open Buds, but you can also use bone conduction headphones, or I dare say any other open ear Bluetooth headphones, depending on your individual preference. Now, I said earlier that Noah is a wearable mobility companion. A key point here is that it is not in any way designed to be a primary mobility aid, and does not replace a white cane or a guide dog. It's designed to complement your primary mobility aid. It's there to give you additional and relevant information to help you navigate more safely and confidently. So what can Noah do? What is its purpose? Again, as I will say many times throughout this podcast, I'm sure, go back to what Noah stands for: navigation, obstacles, and AI. In terms of navigation, currently it can determine your current location and give you navigation instructions when walking to a specific destination, and you are also able to save favourite destinations as well. In terms of obstacles, it can alert you through 3D sounds when wearing headphones to the location of different obstacles and how far away these obstacles are. And in terms of artificial intelligence, Noah, when connected to Wi-Fi or your phone's hotspot, can be used to find specific objects, such as flights of stairs, empty seats, doors, pedestrian crossings, bus stops, and much, much more. It also has the ability, again, when connected to Wi-Fi or your phone's hotspot, to give a full scene description. So it can describe your surroundings to help you make better and more informed decisions when walking. So why have I decided to start this podcast, and why am I using Noah? To answer this, I think I'd better start by introducing myself and give a bit of my background. My name is Stuart Beveridge. I am totally blind. I have no vision. This has always been the case since I was born, and I am a guide dog user 100% of the time. I have a white cane, but I quite honestly have no confidence in terms of using it. So for over 20 years now, I have used a guide dog every day in life, and it's been fantastic for me. But for well over 30 years, I have always been looking for other technology solutions to help me navigate the world better alongside my guide dog. Because as great as he is, my guide dog can't tell me why he has stopped. He can't tell me why he has taken me a different path than he would normally take. He can't communicate what he is saying and why he is having to take evasive action. When I hit something with a white cane, I don't know what I'm up against unless I'm brave enough to feel in front of me and find out. Again, using a cane, which is not often in my case, what's the best way to navigate around this obstacle I have encountered? Are there other dangers or other hazards around me, not just this particular obstacle? All of these problems have now been solved thanks to Noah and the company who have created this wonderful, truly life-changing device, Biped Robotics, who are based in Switzerland. And I should say, before I go any further, that I am in no way connected to the company Biped Robotics. I'm doing this podcast because I want to share my personal experiences of using the Noah device and how it has dramatically increased my confidence, independence, and enhanced my mobility. A bit more background just to illustrate these points. For years, I have tried navigation aids such as belts that vibrate on your waist to indicate the correct direction to go in, apps which give verbal instructions on how to get to a specific destination and announce your current location. I've used smart canes and vibrating wristbands to try and alert me to upcoming obstacles. Smart glasses and yet more apps which have scene description and object locating capabilities. But up until now, what I have never had is one device that is wearable, almost completely hands-free, and does it all. And that is the point I'm trying to make. All of this is now possible on one device, thanks to Noah. Finally, what can you expect to hear in future episodes of this podcast? All of the content will be focused on my own personal experiences of using Noah alongside my guide dog. My own personal user experiences. You will actually hear real-life personal examples of Noah in action. And I will, of course, be absolutely honest and tell you what works well and also where I feel improvements could be made. So it's all about raising awareness of Noah and its capabilities. And that brings me to the end of this introductory episode. If you would like more information about the Noah device or to arrange a demonstration, the website is biped.ai. Biped is spelled B for Bravo, I for India, P for Papa, E for Echo, D for Delta. I am also happy to answer any questions from a user's perspective. Just send an email to noahcastquestions@gmail.com.